Welcome back to our segment, What Matters Most, with life coach Dieter Powels. And this is the greatest segment ever.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh. That's a positive affirmation.
Oh, that's positive, yeah.
Right. And last week we talked about that.
Yeah.
And now we are going to talk about how you go about integrating positive affirmations into your life. And would you believe that the thing that Susie Orman, actor Will Smith, Oprah Winfrey, they all have this in common. They all are very, very successful, and all of them say that they used positive affirmations in their life. So how do we do this?
I've learned that we might not always get what we want in life, Christine, but for sure we'll get what we focus on most of the time. So an affirmation helps us, again, guides our attention, what we focus on. So the first thing we want to do is we want to make it positive. You want to use positive language. A lot of people use negative language. Now, the mind cannot make a distinction between positive and negative. So whatever image you imprint on the mind, that's what it's going to get. So you want to use positive language with positive images to create a positive affirmation. So instead of saying, I'm no longer poor, it's better to say, you know, I'm creating a wealthy lifestyle.
Oh.
See the difference?
Yeah.
Because when you say poor, the mind has to create an image of what poor means, and that's the image you imprint on your mind.
Okay, so this isn't magic. This is like any other thing. If you hear it enough, say it enough to yourself, if it's negative self-talk, you start to believe it.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So when you make a positive affirmation, you want, like you said, you want to feel it. So not only do you want to make vibrant images of what you want, what you want to achieve, but you also want to get it into the muscle. So you want to really feel it in every single fiber of your body, what it would feel like if you already had achieved that what you want.
Okay.
And when you speak it, you hear it. So you're using the visual, the auditory, and the kinesthetic to really get it in the muscle. It's very important.
Okay, but you can't just go through the motions of it. You have to really believe what it is that you're saying to yourself, that you can actually obtain that.
That's the reason we talked last week, is that when you make a positive affirmation, it got to be yours. Some people use affirmations from other people. But if there's a conflict with the belief structure that you have, whether it's possible or not, you create more turmoil, more inner conflicts.
Okay, now say you're ill and you're struggling with your health.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, you know, I am so sick and I'm just not
yeah.
getting better. I
yeah.
mean, that may be the case, but what could you say that would be more of a positive affirmation that maybe in the end could help you feel better?
You want to state it into the present moment.
Oh.
So you want to have some kind of, you want to start with I am, and you want to create some kind of action verb in it. So, I am getting better, for example.
But what if you say to yourself then, no, I'm not?
Then there is an issue with the belief system.
Right.
Okay? It's like we said last week, if you have a soil that is not fertile enough to plant a seed, the seed will not grow. So you want to make sure the soil is fertile to accept the thoughts that you want.
Okay. So you have to feel it. You have to believe it. You have to say it over and over, but not obsessively, right? You
no,
want to be obsessive.
But again, repetition is the mother of all skill set.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to, you know, it's all about expanding your mental and emotional comfort zones. Because that what you want to achieve is not currently in your reality. It is outside the present comfort zone.
Okay. So if you use present tense, that can often help you get to where it is that you, what you need to be saying to yourself.
If you say, maybe one day I will. See, that's in the future.
Right.
You want to say, I am today. I'm feeling. I'm creating. Yeah,
I am feeling that this was a great segment.
Yeah, I feel it too.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks, Dieter. As always, you can go to our website to learn more about Dieter at KPR11.